This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Full service.
Good alternate reality of podcast people. I'm Jack Inslee. This is Full Service Radio. We are back yet again for the 100-and-something-ith episode of this wonderful program on heritageradionetwork.org. If you're just finding us, we do this every single week at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We broadcast right out of Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn. The show goes right up to iTunes. You can subscribe to this podcast and get wonderful music delivered to your mobile device or computer every single week. So I'm really, 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 I say it all the time. This is like how I open every show. I'm like, I'm really, really, really excited about the guest, but I'm actually very excited about tonight's guest. Somebody I've wanted to have on the show for a long time now, and it's happening. He's here. He's in the building. It's Tony Quattro, Trouble and Bass alumni, a man who has his hands in many places, a man whose tracks I often play out anytime I'm DJing out and about. His stuff is fire. I'm excited to talk to him and learn more about who he is and where he came from. I'm excited to see what sounds he's got going on right now. So I'm not going to waste much time at all. This is Tony Quattro on Full Service Radio. We'll be back in about 45 minutes. Stay tuned.
The Witch Doctor.
Service.
Everybody said it was good.
understand, for I 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 understand, stand, 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 stand. I understand, stand, 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 stand.
Full service. Full service.
out to Dr. Jeep. town, dead out the town. All I ask for y'all is talk. Don't get dead out the town. All I y'all town.
Jesus on a payroll. you're bad, you're bad. You whine, you drive me mad, mad and crazy, girl, you know lazy. Right bank cocky, make it hard and harder, baby. Yes, my lady, love it when you play it slacky, slacky, wicked and lovely. Woman, you're bad, girl, you know, say you are the artist. No girl test your skills for slackness. I will always need you by my side, girl. I be right all night, all right. No, say you have boom boom tight, all right. You're tight, you're tight.
Me.
Full Service.
Oh, yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. When you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam is the power that beat. That beat, that beat, that beat, that beat, that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened?
Oh, no.
I swore I wouldn't tell.
Tell, 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 tell.
But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking bum.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kuta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kuta,
when you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Pryor, 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 Pryor. Manipulated Bill. Times two, I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kuta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammy fucker.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail. If I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left, stuck a flag in my city. Everybody's screaming Compton, I should probably run from mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, baby, woo woo. Oh yeah, fuck the judge, I made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't shit, but a fat vagina. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Limo tinted with a gold play. Straight from the bottom, it's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a motherfucking king.
Oh yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next
prayer, it's real. It's real. Oh, we back. Shorty, shorty, what up? Come on.
Shorty, say what's your price?
Uh-huh.
Just to back it up, you can hold my ice. Now let's say you owe me something.
Yeah, owe me back like you owe your tax. Owe me back like 40 acres to blacks. Pay me back when you shake it like that, girl.
Shorty, say what's your price?
Uh-huh.
Just to back it up, you can hold my ice. Now let's say you
spent. Pay me back when you shake it again. Don all the time with all the shine. You small time, I ball with mine. Lynx, Minx, Bentley, Azor with mine. My jams bump out to the borderline. UK hot with it, blue spots with it. Every continent love when I spit it. Corners the blocks, even the cops feel it. Brothers on lockdown on a cot feeling. It's real in the field, the last Mohican who survived in the streets and did something decent. Now I got plans to buy the whole hood. Legit now, I ain't got a lot of no judge. I make hits now, money I flip now. Hood fella, every honey wanna kiss now. I lit up my neck, pinky and wrist now. So girls everywhere, this how we get down.
Jordan, say what's your price?
Uh-huh.
Just to back it up, you can hold my ice. Now let's say you owe me something.
Yeah, owe me back like you owe your tax. Owe me back like 40 acres to blacks. Pay me back when you shake it like that, girl.
Jordan, say what's your price?
Uh-huh.
Just to back it up, you can hold my ice.
Like you owe your rent. Owe me back like it's money I lent. Pay me back when you shake it again. Play to win, girls in the club moving. I get them real hot, my song seduce them. I flow, I'm so mysterious. Nas and Nasty's the alias. Everything platinum, I glow. Cadillac trucks pulling up to the dough. On top, out the car, lounge at the bar. We spin a thou, we wow, look how rowdy we are. I feel like $1 million, feel me holler. To the max with the Benz and chrome wheel and polish. Thugs and renters, to the players and ballers. Sexy mamas, fly ladies looking proper. Look good enough to be taking shopping. Earrings, bracelets, now you rocking.
Your body's so nice that I give you this option. Let you wear my big chain if we get it poppin'.
Jordan, say what's your price? Just to back it up, you can hold my ice. Now let's say you owe me something.
Yeah, owe me back like you owe your tax. Owe me back like 40 acres to blacks. Pay me back when you shake it like that, girl.
Shorty, say what's your price? Just to back it up, you can hold my ice. Now let's say you owe.
Yeah, owe me back like you owe your rent. Owe me back like it's money I lent. Pay me back when you shake it again.
I got some shackles on your feet. You
Full service.
We'll be right back.
Yes, 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 yes. If that wasn't fun, I don't know what was. That's Tony Quattro on Full Service Radio with everything from fucking Rush to old Dr. Jeep edits. Thank you for that, homie.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was funny.
I was like, you were doing the pop that party break out of the Rush. And I'm like, is that something you do? You're like, no. But I might start.
Honestly, I'm gonna now do that.
That's so fire.
That's but I feel like that would have to go off at like a huge show. You play that at the club with like 20 people, and people are just like, "All right, I'm gonna go home." Like, this dude's fucking on one.
They're like, "I'll see what's going on in the other room."
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get a drink. Do you want to go? You want to smoke? Like, yeah. Gotta be more fucked up for this.
But festival crowd.
I think so. The next big stage I play, I think I get to 140, drop Rush. A couple of the metal nerds gonna be like, "Whoa, bro!"
Yeah, for real. I thought it was Mars Volta. That's where my head's at. I don't know, man. I mean, it's not so far off, but
no, definitely not. They were definitely influenced by Rush,
for sure.
Yeah,
I was just watching all these Tool videos last night too. So.
Yo, you know, Tool and Primus are playing together on Halloween this year.
Yeah,
it happens to be in Arizona, but like, I actually did the math and to be like, if you're just gonna be like kind of rugged about it, it's like $700 could probably get you there, place to stay,
total, right?
Enough beers. Yeah. And I'm like,
if there's anywhere to see Tool and Primus in 2015, it's Arizona.
Yeah,
right.
Well, because that's their market. They're not going to come to like the city and try to like sell out Terminal 5 to like
oh lord
200 people. I don't even know, man. It's yeah, it's crazy. Those markets are just where like the 2000s are at. Like,
did you also grow up on like on metal? It sounds like a little bit at
yeah
least.
I mean, I kind of just grew up on like rock and roll, I guess, is like a blanket genre. My first memory of music ever was my dad playing me Pearl Jam's 10 in the back of his car. Great. That's like my literal, like, what is music? I'm like 3, and I'm like, I think it's Pearl Jam. And like Pearl Jam and like Stone Double Pilots,
yes!
Soundgarden. And then when I was how old was I? I don't know. I was some age. I was some tender age. My dad handed me the early and latter days of the Zeppelin compilation, which was big too. And then, because I just played drums before I started producing. So,
oh, really?
Like, yeah. So drum, and then, but it was like from that to jazz, kind of, and then from jazz to like funk in bands and shit. And then somehow, just like, I don't know, I got to college and it was happening. And I'm like, you know what? So take a shot at DJing.
But, like, tell me, like, what's the first kind of, like, song or set or DJ or track? Like, what was that moment where you were like, oh, shit, dance music?
Yeah, there were definitely a few of those moments. And I also have to admit, like, early Jock Jams compilations, obviously, sure. I'm, like, 8 years old. That was cool. So
those songs still
not,
go.
Yeah, and it's not like I like, ruled out dance music ever. I think it was when, there's definitely, like, a few aha moments, like, there was something about the like the mashup, like kind of fiesta that, you know, Girl Talk kind of spearheaded, that really got me engaged. And I went to high school in London too, and I would like,
oh really?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up? Where were you born?
So Connecticut. Okay. I was born in the city, and then raised in Connecticut, and then my family and I moved to London when I was like 12 years old.
Okay.
So formative years were kind of there. That was like 12 to 17, 18.
Wow.
So it was funny. So like I, you know, liked dance music a little bit as a kid, then forgot about it. Rock, jazz, whatever. Then I go to London, and it's like club music in 2008, 2007. That was like, you know, a thing. And so I got introduced to that. So I think the early experience of being there and like just going out as like a little tween for like birthday parties and shit, like, and clubbing, and then that coupled with like the mashup thing, and because I would go to places, you know, I wouldn't go to like cool like dubsteppy nights. It'd be like clubs for friends' birthdays and shit. And that's where you kind of hear, you'd hear DJs dropping acapellas and stuff, and just fun throwbacks and the sort of cut. Like I did a little bit of it where you like cut the song out, you play what you're playing next.
Yeah.
And that kind of just like playfulness got me really into it. I think the real moment though was like Mastercraft. New Year's Eve 2010. That was when I was like, all right, at some point I actually have to like take this seriously, because this looks
not
like
so long ago.
No, I know, but shit moves so fast.
For real.
People think that's like
you aha in 2010.
Yeah.
And then like, how long does it take you to start pumping tracks out and having them out there in the universe?
Good question. 2 years, I guess.
Okay.
2 years, yeah.
And then are you just like self-releasing and it picks up momentum, or?
The first release I ever did was a like a like a single on a compilation for Top Billing, which is cool.
Wow, that's a great placement out the gate.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of what they were doing, like, definitely in the early days inspired me, so that was really cool. But honestly, I still feel like I'm learning, and when I reflect on, like, that putting out the first tune, like, I knew nothing, and, like, I kind of still know nothing, you know?
Well,
and, like,
the best
you know,
people will keep telling you that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right, exactly. But yeah, it's funny to think that I actually, like, put that out then, because it was just, yeah,
I think
it was the first, I don't know, I was so eager back then that I would just email, like, everyone, even though I, like, shouldn't have been emailing everyone, you know, and I'd just be, I had no chill, I was, like, one of those kids that had no chill, for, like, a little bit, and then I kind of got the deal, but I think I was so excited that I'd actually laid something down, that excitement carried over to, like, Illusion. Or, wait.
Sure.
Not Illusion.
Delusion.
Delusion, sure, yeah. Is the word.
But, like, that works out for you in the end.
And I think it kind of, in a weird way, I think it works out for everyone, because I think that moment where you get psyched on your tracks, you just have to keep following that. Mm. And even if you're wrong, right, if you just keep chasing that feeling, eventually it actually is as hot as you think it is when you make it, you know?
Power of intention. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. You keep repeating, like, I'm hot. This is real.
Yeah, no, and you just keep chasing this kind of intangible feeling you get, or especially when you get up and start dancing to your own music. I feel like that's really important, too, if you're not moving.
But so, like, all right, so I was at Bonnaroo with the whole Full Service Squad,
which
includes a lot of your friends. And, and they actually brought you up, because we were actually rinsing out, like, a bunch of your tracks.
Oh, sick.
And I think it was Nico or something. He's like, yeah, man, Tony's so funny. Like, you talk to him, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm not really great at drums yet, or blah, blah, blah. Like, you still don't feel like you have it, which is
no, it's funny. It's like, I guess my attitude is more like never be satisfied and always keep learning versus like I suck. Like, I definitely don't suck. I know I got the goods. Fucking Tony Quattro, baby. Like, it's in the name, man. If you don't know it by the name, you know. But yeah, like, I think that's just the better attitude to have. Like, if you start getting, I think when you get complacent, that's when you start making shitty music too. Mm. And especially when you get, you know, if you ever get pigeonholed into a genre, and God forbid, it's like people then start expecting that of you.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you just don't, I don't know. Like, and so I think that's more the attitude. I don't want to come across as like not digging my own vibe, because it's my vibe, you know? And like, I definitely feel like I've gotten somewhere too, you know? Like, 100%, I moved out here a few years ago.
That is a great thing about you is the genre. You're not really pigeonholed in the genre. Like, for me, if I think of your tracks, I'm just like, I don't know, party.
Yeah, party. Well, that,
like,
yeah,
hype,
I mean, that's what I want. That's what I would like people to think, is just like a good time. And like, I don't know, it fuses so many different styles, which I think is kind of just like the way of the future anyway. Like, no one's really just playing one thing, and if they are, everyone's kind of laughing at them.
Yeah,
like,
indeed.
Or everyone will eventually laugh at them, like Limp Bizkit or something, or like Creed, you know?
Right.
Like, and I think a lot of these dudes, I don't know, a lot of the dudes that are killing it right now, who knows, like, where things are going to be at. And I think when you just get so into your own thing, you just kind of lose sight of, like you said, the party.
Mm-hmm. Really, all right, so I have like a speed round of music questions we're going to blast through. You've had a lot of great bills that you played on. I'm wondering, like, the most starstruck you've been in terms of, like, playing
question.
Alongside
that's
somebody.
An awesome question. Oh, shit. Poof. Yeah. Fuck. I don't know.
It could be years ago, too. You know, you see your name on the flyer.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, that's right. Give me a second, because I want to get this right. Yeah, I'm blanking hard. I guess, I mean, honestly, there's so many that, not just there's so many, but, like, you don't really, I don't know, like, it's not the best place to get to know someone, so I'm never, like, trying to, I mean, you know, unless it is,
course.
But, like, most of the time, it's not the best place to, like, go up to someone and try to give them music or anything, so I always try to, like, play it cooler than I even am feeling, so that's why I'm also I'm having a hard time thinking, because I'm always just trying to be too cool, like, you know.
But I mean, guess, I imagine, like, to an extent just like the first Trouble and Bass flyer you're on is probably
that's a good one. I mean, honestly, there's so many. That's the thing, like, all the Trouble and Bass parties I could look back and be like, oh my god, like EZ and like Justin Martin, all those guys, and then like Miami earlier this year, that was a big one. Like Felix the House Cat, and like
that's big.
Cassian, and like all these dudes, and like people that like aren't huge that I love, like J. Paul Ghetto is like awesome dude from Boston, like Disco House. Like I could just go on, honestly. Yeah. Like I'm a little starstruck by everyone because I just like I love so much
love
music
like that. But, all right, yeah. Next speed round question. That one.
Sorry, that
was a slow speed.
Sorry. I'm gonna keep that in mind next time.
One tip for organizing music as a DJ.
Vibes and BPMs.
Okay, comment section.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah.
So write those vibes in there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. One production tip that you've learned recently that you would be willing to share with listeners.
No, definitely.
I mean, these are tough questions for a speed
round. I'm not speedy at all.
This is the first time I've called it a speed round, too.
Right click and it'll surprise you. Like, no, for real. Like, yeah, right click and find some shit. Just like, and also, yeah, just that.
I like that tip. Yeah. That's a really solid tip.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, where does this career like land you? Are you playing residencies in Ibiza? Or are you producing for vocalists? Are you making songs for movies? Like,
yeah, basically all of those three. You answered the questions in three fell swoops. All of those things. Yeah,
that's it. Okay. Yeah. So this is the first time in full service radio history that we actually talked music before food. Like usually I start these interviews with food because we're a food talk radio station,
right
proudly Heritage Radio Network, teaching you everything you need to know about food and drink. So let's rewind and let's go to food. I want to know the best meal you had so far this year.
Dude, oh my God. Yo, honestly, I have to hand it to this vegetarian restaurant or vegan restaurant that we went to for my mom's birthday. It was really good. It was the best veggie burger I've ever had.
Tough and thing that, to make taste good, yeah.
Yeah, and like, yeah, that was
You remember
really
the name?
Bad.
You don't have to.
Say Candle something.
Okay.
Candle something, go there.
But it was a veggie burger. That must have been a damn good veggie burger to be the best
really
meal.
It was really good.
So
and it was a good family meal, too, so that's, you know, it's important.
Give me the first childhood food memory that comes to your mind.
I think, like, cereal. In a weird way. Just like
what was your cereal? What was your shit?
Like, Cheerios or some shit. Just, like, you know, like, classic baby with the shit all over his face. A couple Cheerios. Like, you know, that probably, yeah.
Cheerios with sugar or no sugar?
No sugar.
No sugar.
No.
Some people be putting spoonfuls of sugar in there.
Yeah.
What's in your fridge right now as we speak?
Oh, God. None of my food. I think maybe like a thing of lettuce and some salad dressing and, God, some gross shit. Yeah, definitely some expired products.
Expired products.
Expired products and lettuce, yeah.
So it's time to clean the fridge.
Beer. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Soy Rizo actually is in there. I got to finish that Soy Rizo. Trader Joe's, shout out.
Damn, that interview went quickly, but we did cover a lot. If you want more of this man's music, you can easily find it by typing Tony Quattro into your Google machine, and you'll come up with all kinds of results and places to find his music and to communicate with him and connect with him. That's two T's, Quattro.
Yeah, the Italian way.
Is that your real name?
Well, it's funny. My name's Anthony Princi, and I'm a fourth, so it's basically just a condensed version.
Yeah, you are Quattro.
I am Tony Quattro.
You absolutely are Tony Quattro.
No mistake.
Give us a drop for Full Service Radio before we head out of here as well.
Yo, this is Tony Quattro, and you're in tune with Full Service Radio. What up, Brooklyn, New York?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, sir. You have one more song to close the show with, right?
Sure.
You know what you're gonna play. You're gonna figure it out once you get up there.
I will figure it out.
Yeah, he's gonna figure it out. Seriously though, check this man's music out. If you are an inspiring DJ and you get house party gigs and you don't know what to do to please those crowds, I guarantee this man has something in the canon that will work for the crowd you're DJing. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Declan for engineering. And Declan is actually going to be DJing alongside the Full Service Squad this Friday at Tandem. That's a free party. It's a friends and family night. It's myself and Rec Tech Knife Show. It's Quitter, a.k.a. Nico, who is now going by Uptown Nico, which I like. It's Keto in there. It's Spliffington from Gunwash. Maybe a few more surprises. Come say hi if you enjoy this show and you want to meet us and see what we're all about. We'll be out there from 10 to 4. Totally free. Tomorrow, that's Friday, July 11th, I think. 10th? 10th. That's a Tandem Bar, 236 Troutman Street in Bushwick, Brooklyn. that's about all we have here for this week on Full Service Radio. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, subscribe on iTunes. Coming up next on Gunwash, a very big show. Tune in and find out why. See you guys next week. Peace. Better love.